This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey all, Peter Zion here. It's almost question time, which is when Patreon members at the analyst level can submit their awkward, painful, pointed questions to me directly. So if you haven't gotten your question in, do it now. And if you haven't signed up for our analyst level, do that now. Because anyone who signs up this month for the next quarter, any money that you would have given me goes to a charity that we've identified, the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. So, you know, get the tax deduction and help me help them help you keep the ports open so you can still get your crap. All right, see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Michael. I'm in for Peter, who unfortunately is feeling a little under the weather and has lost the use of his voice. Y'all are about to watch a video that Peter recorded earlier today about the executive orders that the Trump administration is issuing. The order in question that is the main focus of this video has, in those few hours, since been rescinded. But we are going to continue to share this video because we think that the analysis and conclusions in it ultimately still ring true, and the potential for chaos and confusion that Peter highlights obviously was shared by enough stakeholders both inside and outside of the government that the White House has decided to reevaluate their approach. So with that, feel better, Peter, and we hope you enjoy the video.
Hey everybody, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Colorado, where I am rapidly losing my voice. We're about 10 days into the new Trump administration, and well, it's been showy, but it's not clear to me that anything has really changed. Donald Trump has issued dozens, are we up to hundreds now? I've kind of lost track, of short executive orders claiming a lot of stuff, asserting a lot of stuff. But not once has he actually asked for anything from Congress. And keep in mind that the U.S. presidency cannot raise funds or really even transfer funds from one agency to another. So he can squeeze the blob a little bit. But without congressional action, not a lot can happen. But in doing so, Donald Trump has picked a lot of fights that didn't need to be picked. And he's really gone after the core of what a lot of people consider their political identity to be without a lot of immediate payback. So let me give you an example of this. Donald Trump's made a very big deal about going after illegal migrants, especially those with criminal records, which I don't think, especially in the criminal records thing, anyone has a real problem with. But from talking with agents that are within Immigration and Customs Enforcement, there's no new money that comes with these directives. What has happened is other law enforcement branches of the federal government have been redirected to assist ICE in whatever they're doing and going after these people. So you get folks from like the Bureau of Tobacco and Firearms or the FBI or whatever now collaborating, cooperating with ICE in their roundup operations. And that's all well and good, but keep in mind that anyone who's helping Immigration and Customs Enforcement's going after illegals is not doing what they were doing before. So they're not investigating financial fraud. They're not investigating smuggling. So the blob has been squeezed and we have more resources going to a specific task, and it has generated a few thousand arrests, but it's come at the cost of everything else just kind of flying by the wayside. Now, any middle school advisor to Donald Trump would have been able to warn him that this is exactly what was going to happen. But over the last 4 years, rather than build up a legislative block that he wants to push through in order to generate a real durable change in the American system, he has since instead purged himself of anyone who might not just tell him no, but yes, but. And as a result, he's got this shell of dense incompetence around him now, where no one will tell him anything other than exactly what he wants to hear. And so we get these scads of just very, very brief executive orders that really don't move anything. Another example is recently Donald Trump signed another brief executive order to establish an Iron Dome system around the United States. Now, Iron Dome is the missile defense system that the Israelis use to protect themselves from mortars and rockets. Keep in mind that Israel is about the size of New Jersey, and the weapon systems that are being launched at them are very, very, very short-range ballistic, nothing like what the United States has to deal with in the mainland. So if we were to spend the approximately $40 trillion that it would take to build up a nationwide Iron Dome system, all it would do is protect Detroit from Hamilton, Canada, and San Diego from Tijuana. Everything else is too far away. It's the wrong weapon system. But of course, there's no money behind this because it's an executive order. So it just looks really silly to anyone who knows anything about missile defense or the border. And Trump's picking a lot of fights with a lot of people that don't need to be picked. We had a two-page executive order from Trump a few days ago that shut down the distribution of all grants, about $3 trillion of funds, most of which are distributed through the states or through private or nonprofit organizations. And this is everything from the Small Business Administration to Meals on Wheels. And according to the directive, until such time as everyone can indicate that they're complying with the new regulations and attitude, orientation, I think is the word, that Donald Trump is trying to establish, the money can't be distributed, but it's a temporary hold of 3 months. Well, there was no guidance in that two pages to basically regulate $3 trillion of distribution, and so it's all been shut down, which means in the not-too-distant future, you're looking at, like, you know, dead old people because Meals on Wheels isn't working. I mean, these are unpicked fights. These are unforced errors, but Donald Trump is making a lot of them and burning a lot of capital to do it very, very quickly. There could also be damage on an international scale because he's done basically the same thing with an executive order, very short, very brief, very few details, shutting down any foreign aid that requires dollar transfers, which is, with the exception of some military assistance, almost all of it. So we've seen the U.S. global position diplomatically and strategically basically frozen. And we've seen the U.S. domestic position when it comes to the interface between the population and the government and anything except for entitlements basically frozen, with no clear guidelines as to what's next or what the parameters might be. And Congress has yet to be involved at all. These are not the sort of mistakes that a second-term president should be making, but they are being made by the dozens. And it's unclear on the other side of this how much Donald Trump's political capital will remain, because he's going through it at a pace that I have never seen by any leader in any country in modern history. But I gotta admit, there's a show, and it's entertaining.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.